Hi everyone and welcome to the Pete Takos podcast. George Eliot said, "It is never too late to be what you might have been." I'm Pete and each podcast I dive deep into conversation with my inspiring handpicked guest. Nothing is off limits. I dig deep and talk about everything that makes them who they are to try and help you be inspired and motivated to unlock your own inner uniqueness and help you become what you might have been. So join me with today's special guest and let's dig deep. Hi everyone and welcome back to the podcast. I want to do something extremely different this week. I've been inspired to do some writing and I've written an essay. And the essay is about purpose. It talks a lot about what purpose is in life and whether people have purpose, and particularly my purpose at the moment is running and doing marathons as well as doing this podcast. And it's about why we have a purpose and do we need a purpose. The other thing I want to talk about is the purpose of the podcast. I was inspired by a person called George Eliot. George Eliot's quote that really hit me was, "It's never too late to be who you're meant to be." And I love that quote. I love the fact that and I love people that take on change, not afraid to change, and continually look for the thing they're meant to do in life. Now, some people are very lucky in early in life. They perhaps stumble upon it, or their parents lead them in that direction, or they just get exposed to things that lead them to do things that resonate with them and is part of who they are, who they're wired to be. That probably didn't happen necessarily with me. It took me a while to find a career that really resonated with my true self, and I'm still looking for even more, and that's partly why I'm doing the podcast and a real big reason as to why I'm still having a real red-hot go at endurance sports. It resonates with me, and you'll see perhaps from the essay what I mean by that. But I want to talk about George Eliot. So George Eliot, back many years ago, was a writer. But you'll be surprised, actually George Eliot was not a man, it was a female, Mary Ann Evans. Now, for many reasons, but mostly because she was born into and lived under circumstances where she really felt trapped and unable to become the person or even the writer she wanted to be. But you know what? I love the way she found a way. Her situation must have been quite hopeless for her, and she probably felt powerless against, you know, the push of society and society's expectations. But amazingly, she must have been a very strong and resourceful woman, and she found a way. She took on a male persona, and it allowed her to write in the manner that she knew she was capable of, and she became the writer she really wanted to be. So I love that story, and it's why I chose her as a figurehead. I just want to read a quote out or a passage that she wrote, and I hope it inspires you too. Here we go. "It is never too late, no matter how old you get, because any time, any point in your life, you can always have a chance to make a difference. You can always make a change for the better, no matter what background you're derived from. You can always do your best and be all that you can be, because you will always be uniquely you. It is why it is always wise to listen to your eternal heart, your eternal instincts, and what it has always strived for and/or to do, because really anybody can make a difference, not only in their own lives, but in the lives of others. It is never too late to shine, never." You know, very powerful passage. I love that. Another couple of quotes from this powerful lady. "One has to spend many years in learning how to be happy." And that's true. That's part of that lifelong journey to make change, become the person you're meant to be. And ultimately, that will make you happy. "Animals are such agreeable friends. They ask no questions. They pass no criticisms." That tells me a little bit about perhaps society judging and criticizing and perhaps putting pressure on people to not become who they're meant to be, whereas animals don't do that. They don't judge. They don't criticize. They're happy they're there. So that's another important quote. I like this last one as well. "Blessed is the influence of one true, loving human soul on another." And what a beautiful, powerful quote. The love of someone else, that impact on another human soul. And that's a big part of what I'm trying to do with this podcast as well is perhaps put a bit of care and love and thought into other people and help them become the person they're meant to be. So I'm going to read this essay to you now. It's a little bit different from my previous podcast. We'll let you know, I've been interviewing athletes over the past couple of podcasts, and I've got one more to go this week, a local Adelaide marathoner who's an extremely good athlete. So it's been a bit of an athletic focus. And also over the next month or two, I'll be presenting a 3 30-minute podcasts about their views on what how do you run a good marathon, training tips, recovery, those types of things. So another athletic spin as well as I'm looking for other really inspiring guests. So there'll be other podcasts coming up as well. But that's the sort of phase or influence at the moment. So now I want to read you this essay, and it's about purpose. Do you have purpose? Particularly for me, my purpose my purpose at the moment with my running and particularly competing in marathons. So I hope you enjoy it. Bye for now. For me, each day, each hour, each moment, I walk among others, wondering, curious, and thinking. Are they living with any purpose, any reason, any excitement, any dream? So many seem to be caught up in their routine, trapped in their norm, their habits, doing what others expect. You know, maybe the wife, the husband, the kids, the parents, their employer. We seem to be caught up more so in what everyone else is doing, online apps, the car they drive, their house, their holidays, their filtered photos. People seem to be keeping up on the surface, but more and more problems are appearing in society. Are we living with enough meaning, with purpose for oneself and for others? Are we too afraid to be ourselves, too guilty, too scared of judgment, of being different? Without care for yourself and what makes you, not just truly happy, but feeling like you are free, you're living in a way that resonates entirely with your inner self and thoughts, without care for this, can you be happy? Or are you in fact moving further away from happiness and your true self? And as time ticks away at a seemingly faster and faster rate, does it get more and more difficult to find this place, this path? Are we spending enough quality time with not just our family, but also our friends, those that bring out laughter, joy, happiness, those who will be there for us as we get older? We seem to be becoming less personal, more disconnected, and less genuine. Less genuine with less care of judgment. More support for each other is needed, helping others also to exceed, not just ourselves. We need to spend time, some thought, on our breathing, on breathing fresh air, feeling sunlight, filling our lungs with this air, thinking of nature, blue skies, hiking in the mountains, swimming in the beautiful blue ocean, and just more adventure. I don't mean 1 to 2 weeks of fast-paced holidays. I mean constant thoughts and weekly experience of filling your environment, filling your mind with calm, revitalizing thoughts, not sabotaging it with TV, internet, guilt, work pressure, and judgment. What takes us can lead us into living differently, a different outlook. Are we really meant to live this way, being continually busy and stressed, driven by routine, early mornings, meetings, keeping busy, slave to our jobs, our spouses, our kids, and society's norms? Our bodies, led by our minds, just can't continue with this pace. And our children don't want to see their parents living this way. They would rather have happy, relaxed, connected, positive parents that don't resent their lifestyle and perhaps having children and living this way. Parents that live with purpose, fun, happiness, freedom, and connected with their family and friends. Happy parents. Well, how do we do this? How do we rise up and put a stop to all this chaos and tread new ground? We need to do things that promote our intrinsic human purpose. Not our society-driven routine and meaningless striving for acceptance, driven by guilt to provide for others and peer pressure to conform. How do we feed our inner need to dream, improve, feel nature connected with it all, as well as others? Well, for me, at the moment, it's running and it's running marathons. One thing I know about myself is I love adventure. I also love freedom to go where I've never been, both physically but also mentally. I love the feeling of freedom and the feeling of living each day with purpose, without control or knowledge of where it's leading. Ultimately, I believe it will lead to the right place, at least the right place for me. I can't live in the lifestyle of routine with judging by others and perhaps others that really shouldn't do so and have no reason to do so. I need to challenge my true self, not just test my discipline to be habitual and routine to satisfy others. I think most people can be disciplined. In fact, most need to follow routine. It's easier for them. It's less stressful. But can they be courageous, brave, flexible and resilient, and even confident enough to live against this trend, to find a path that may lead to happiness, but should lead to happiness, and is better for their mind and their body? For me, running marathons keeps me on that path. When I run, all the emotions that I feel as a human being rise through me, from my feet, right up my shins, my thighs, through my heart and into my head, and my thoughts, my deeper thoughts. I fear injury, I fear poor results, tiredness, and even failure. At times I want to stop. I do. I wish I could run every day to improve and become the best, perhaps run a sub-3 marathon. But injury interferes with this. It does stop me at times. Those times I need to adjust, get the balance right, flow, breathe, stay nice and calm in a rhythm. Excitement and adrenaline fuel me, give me energy to run faster. I need also to rule that in, maintain composure and form. Otherwise I may collapse. Isn't this like life? Isn't this a replication of life? For me, it is. When I start to relax and float and get in the zone, that's when I truly feel alive. I forget my aging body and my mind ticks over with more clarity, more excitement, and ultimately more ease. I have nothing but positive thoughts in this zone. Otherwise, the pain of my body would leak through. The thought of my life, my family, all I've done and all those things I want to do fills me. Beautiful memories and exciting possibilities. I love this place, this zone. It's a place of true relaxation, yet also one of exhilaration. I'm coasting, floating. I'm doing it easy. I'm on the right path. I feel alive. The marathon, the actual race, lifts and magnifies all these feelings and thoughts and emotions to even a higher level. It heightens all these sensations. The marathon race is the peak, the pinnacle, the right time for me to take a risk. And not really knowing the outcome, what the result will be. Does much else in life give us this feeling, this opportunity to be properly measured and compared? It's sometimes okay to be measured, when it's on my terms at least, based on what I've done, not by others trying to put me down, just to lift themselves up and make themselves feel better or worthy. Throughout the marathon race, the watch, the heart rate monitor, my pace, they all tell me how I'm going. How much faster or slower I should go to ensure that I do actually reach the end. The end of that race, that small test, that mountain I've climbed, the small bumps along the way, there's some sort of achievement for me. I can't say really that any job or anyone has ever given me that feeling or information or feedback. During the race, I'm feeding off the other runners, but I'm also happy, I'm glad, and I'm grateful to have them around me. They're pushing me to higher ground along with them. I talk to them, I care about them, I appreciate that they're in the same race as me, feeling the same pain. We are in this together, really, and we'll enjoy the same post-race satisfaction and accomplishment. We are suffering together and feeling every high and every low, all the ebbs and flows, the same sunlight, humidity, wind, hills. We're feeling them all together. I really love it. I'm alive. I'm challenging myself. I'm moving nowhere but forward. With everyone. My mind isn't numb, it's not wandering, of course. It's in the moment. No thoughts or stress about how fast others are, what they're wearing, what car they drove in to get there. None of that is in my mind. My result will only be determined by me, my training, and my preparation. It's about me, my path, my doing. but in some way sharing this with all those around me, I'm connected to them. We're all moving in the same direction. My family's there cheering for me, for me. They're actually proud of me. I feel this now. They're yelling for me to not give up. They want me to achieve my goals. They are, after all, on my side. The finish time is real. As in life, there is a finish time. The marathon allows me to magnify and replicate life's lessons. It allows me to measure myself against the ups and downs. It connects me with life, the environment, and others. But most importantly, it connects me to myself. I do need this. I need it for perspective, to know where I'm at, to know the path I'm on. Not necessarily caring about where and when it ends, but knowing I'm heading towards the right destination in the right happy, joyful, connected manner. The way I'm wired to do it. For me, that's what running is all about. It connects me to myself. It pulls me back when I need it, and it lifts me up unexpectedly. It shakes me up when I'm not ready to be shaken. It pushes me to do better. It keeps me in touch with the environment and nature. It forces me to focus on me and not others, or to get lost in the haze of routine and habits, the haze that turns life into a fog of days, weeks, months and years with no real purpose or distinction between each. I love my family. I love life. I want to help everyone I can. But you must love yourself and care for yourself and be alive and connected in time with the raw inner you. The fresh air, the sunlight, the burn in my muscles, the sense of purpose, all that ensures my tank stays well away from being emptied. Living this way fulfills me, it keeps guilt at bay, and my own demons positioned well below my good intentions and the person that I want to be. It helps me to continue to dream and strive to find my potential. Isn't that what everyone should do, should be looking for, no matter at what age or even how long it takes? To live with joy and purpose, no fear and connection to nature and people. In order to love and give to others, we must first do this to ourselves. We must be curious enough to find out what we are capable of. How do we awaken the athlete, the warrior that's inside us all, and ensure we find our particular meaning in life? The routine that has created emptiness and isolation for you will slowly dissolve, allowing a joyful, playful, purposeful you that is capable of finding these parts of you that are waiting to connect with you. The challenge is to find what lights that fire. What will correct this imbalance and enable you to find a path that leads you in the right direction? This is the catalyst for change. What will light that fire? For me, for now, running in marathons does this. There are, I guess, many ways to do this, but this is my way. It gives me meaning. It gives me a way to dream and believe I still have potential. It takes me away from the routine and monotony of life. It's healthy, it feeds my mind, and it guides it. It connects me to nature, to a community, in a world where living in a community has all but vanished. It connects me to a community of runners and endurance athletes and others with purpose and following their path. It feeds my soul. It keeps the flame flickering. I can't and I won't let that flame fade out. I can't ignore my unease at living in a routine, mundane life with minimal meaning and no purpose. I need to use and feel all my emotions, fear, joy, exhilaration. I need them all. I need to be challenged. I need to do things that fuel that fire and make me want to dream. This is why I run marathons. Well, there you go. That's the first essay I've written in a very, very long time. I hope the message shines through about having purpose in your life. That's all about my purpose and also about generally what I believe everybody should have about having a purpose and lighting the fire within themselves. You know, are you in fact working in a career or living your life in a way that resonates with the true person you are, with your personality? Does it light your fire? Does it get you excited, your career, your lifestyle? Well, if not, you need to firstly understand what that is, what would light your fire, find that, and then make a small change. Start planning for that next step. Start planning to move in that direction. It's amazing. We all deserve that. We all deserve to be living a life authentic with ourselves and moving that direction. And that'll give you more energy. It gives you happiness, makes you get closer and closer to becoming the person you're meant to be. So I really hope you enjoyed that. Back to a conventional, more conventional podcast next week when I'm interviewing a local Adelaide marathon runner, an elite athlete. He will be a very interesting man to talk to. He lives his lifestyle a lot different to everyone else. I think he made the decision very early in his life that he wanted to live a life that resonates with him. He changed his work circumstances and worked more of a part-time type of role that gave him more time to run and be involved in the passion, you know, that makes him tick and makes him become who he wants to be, the lifestyle that resonates with him and makes him happy. So that'll be a very interesting interview as well. So I really hope you enjoy that one that's coming up, and I hope you appreciate and enjoy the podcast today, the essay that I wrote just for you. Bye for now. Take care. And I look forward to connecting with you again very, very soon. Bye for now.